This is my be moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm focusing on how to proceed when God's path isn't so straightforward. You know, sometimes I can believe that God led me to an assignment, my heart is in the right place, but everything else is a mess. And when this happens over time, I begin to doubt that God even put me on this path in the first place. Because in my mind, I associate God with open doors, not closed doors. When I think of God, I think of favor and advantage, not obstacles and oppositions. One morning during a difficult time when I was on one of those assignments, I was led to the book of Ezra. This is where Zerubbabel, who is a descendant of David, is tasked with rebuilding the temple. And I'm telling you, Zerubbabel faced opposition from every angle, petitions from the local citizens, construction delays, false accusations, etc. Now, I know from the story that God led him on this path. In the end, the temple is rebuilt. And so it was a lesson in there for me. And I guess the takeaway is I no longer associate closed doors with not being from God. I no longer can just confine God to only open doors and colorful, rosy things in life. What I am understanding is that God will use a closed door, opposition, whatever is necessary to teach, strengthen, and draw me nearer to Him. He reminds me in Isaiah 30:15, be comforted in joining me with this scripture, which reads, only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Finally, share this be moment because others also desire to be inspired.